RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And think about what the situation is. The Jets' final home game in another miserable season. Maybe the worst season they've had during this 15 years, because it was another step back in the year where you thought there might be some movement forward. They were one of the worst teams in football last year. And yet, even with the new regime, nothing has changed in a positive way. And if anything, things have gotten worse. So it's the last home game against the Patriots team that's almost certain. They're going to the playoffs for sure. They could still be the number one seed. They're going to win the AFC East. They now have their quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. They had a little down stretch, and now they're already back, and you're still at square one. The weather is going to be a disaster this weekend. Jet fans showing up to that game, they should be forced to visit the Blue Medical Tent to make sure that they're doing all right. I mean, like, talk about gluttons for punishment. Going out and sitting in that game and try and find other Jet fans at the game. It won't be easy. It's going to be all Patriot fans, and rightfully so. I can't blame any Jet fan for not going there. I would actually question what's wrong with you if you are showing up. You know, at least the Giant game, there is something to play for. It's something to lose for, but it's still something to play for. And I would say, after hearing Wandell Robinson, bench him. Do what the Chiefs are doing. Or no, the Raiders. The Raiders put Brock Bowers on the IR. Put him on IR. Get him up. Guys, we have a goal. It is to play our worst football. It's not going to be easy. It's a very low bar to clear. But we have to, for the good of the organization, we need the number one overall pick. Please, give us what we need. Give us what we need. And you know, the caller who brought up before the Giants had become the Jets, going out and winning a meaningless game to hurt your draft position, that's the Jets brand, man. That's what they do. So hopefully the Giants can avoid that pitfall this weekend. And just to bring up the Jets in terms of the Ravens story about, is it possible that they kind of break up the band there with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh? I would certainly think that John Harbaugh is going to be the guy. But you know, if Lamar Jackson is available, there will be teams, and there's no team that needs a quarterback more than the New York Jets. They must solve that position this offseason. They thought that maybe they might have, they took a shot in the dark, and that shot in the dark was about as bad a shot as you could take. But they have to solve that for this offseason. And so if Lamar Jackson is possibly available, I'm sure that the Jets are going to be in that equation. To me, it makes no sense. Makes no sense. You can't go that kind of route. Like, it's crazy to me when I hear Jet fans say, well, I don't want to trade up from Fernando Mendoza, but let's trade away all these picks to get Lamar Jackson. Like, why do you think that the Ravens are moving off Lamar Jackson? Why do you think that the Bengals might move off of Joe Burrow? The Jets are starting at square one. And yes, they have to find a quarterback, but they got to develop that quarterback as well. Like, you want it to be all, like, one of the reasons why it kind of made some sense to get rid of Quinnen Williams and to get rid of Sauce Gardner was because you're starting over again. It doesn't really make sense to go out and then trade those draft picks with all the holes that you have for a guy who is, let's be honest, a little injury prone in Lamar. He's getting a little older. He's 28, but this is, what, his ninth NFL season? And I'd have to, the first thing I would be thinking to myself is, the Ravens call me. Why are they calling me? Why would Lamar Jackson be available? Because he's falling asleep in meetings? No. Because they think that he has clearly peaked as a player and they're worried about his future long term. And it's like the poker table. If you look around the table and you can't spot the sucker, you're the sucker. The Ravens would be licking their chops to make a trade with the Jets if that's the way this goes. I don't think it will. I don't think Lamar Jackson's going anywhere. I don't think Joe Burrow's going anywhere. But for Jet fans who are looking to take the shortcut, guys, there are no shortcuts. You gotta build it yourself. You gotta get down on your hands and knees with the directions like on Christmas and put the things together. You gotta put it together. Now, do I question whether or not this Jet regime? Yes, of course. What am I, delusional? I'm worried that the Jets won't pick the right guy. I'm worried that the Jets won't develop the guy. But does that make me say, hey, let's trade away all these draft picks and bring in a guy who's 28, who's got injury problems, and his own team is willing to move off of after giving him this monster contract after one disappointing season? Yes, that would worry me. The Jets are at square one. That means you got to figure it all out on your own. And I would also say, if it's true that John Harbaugh is not, I know that the conversation has come and gone again. You're telling me next year the Jets would not be better with John Harbaugh as their head coach than Aaron Glenn? You're not what have you seen from Aaron Glenn? I can tell you, nothing. There's been nothing that he has done that would make you say, you know what, I feel better. The quarterback? Do you feel better based on how the quarterback? No. He made the decision to bring in that quarterback, and that was a disaster. The defense has been a disaster, and they're yet to have an interception on the season, which I wouldn't see possible. A season without an interception, it sounds like the start of a book. That could be the capital of the media guide next year. A season without an interception. The 2025 New York Jets. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Let's go out to Jim is in Bayside. Jim, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Gordon? You know, I don't know if Muji knows or cares about recent Jets history, but I think that trading Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner kind of like the death throes of the whole Zach Wilson debacle, you know, like where they waste, you know, Jets are like the poster child of when they say, if you make the wrong pick here, it sets the organization back for years. So they have Zach Wilson out there, and it looked like they couldn't come out and make and admit that they made a mistake. So they basically put us through this charade of, you know, putting him out there, and finally they get rid of Douglas. And so I think that, you know, the only glimmer of hope with the Jets is that this guy, Muji, starts to prove himself as capable, because him and Aaron Glenn, they are the oddest, most comical couple in the whole NFL, I think.
Yeah. I think that's more, you know, I don't really know much about Muji at this point. I like the fact he was able to get those draft picks when he did, but again, that's the easy part. Like, you got to start hitting on some of these draft picks. And whether or not that's going to be the case, and not just hit on the draft picks, as we've seen, it's two parts. It's draft the right guy and develop the right guy. And if you don't develop the guy the right way, it doesn't matter who you draft, right?
Yeah, I also want to say about McCarthy. You know, if there were three guys like him out there, I would say the Giants, you know, interview all three of them. He's the only guy to me that looks like, available and has that kind of resume. And they just need, you know, I can't, you know, they always do this wide. They say we're going to cast a wide net, and we've seen this with both the New York teams. It's like a joke. They interview everyone and pick somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. So there's got to be somebody in the Giants organization that just says, you know what, we really don't need to do a vast coaching search. I know a guy right now that can kind of stabilize the whole situation. I think with McCarthy, you also get a little bit of a general manager just a guy that knows how to evaluate people. I think that what they do with Joe Shane for the Giants is so important, you know?
Absolutely. Right. I mean, look, it is a coaching league, but at the end of the day, you got to have talent on your team as well. Now, I think that the Giants do have more talent than the coaching has been able to get out of it. I would hope so. You've been picking in the top 10 every single year, but I don't see how you could point to anything that Joe, like if we were defending Joe Shane's resume, like what would be the defense that you would give? Ah, well, we got better players here. Yeah. And you're right, like the Giants the last time out, they were going to cast this wide net. The first person they interviewed was Joe Shane, and that's the guy they ended up hiring. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't feel like that wide of a net. But this time, they don't have to cast a wide net. Well, I mean, Mike McCarthy is a large man. No, but like just, that's the guy. He's sitting there right in front of you. That's the guy. Bring him in. You're telling me if that's the guy, you're going to be 2-8 again next year? Your judgment is questionable. So go with the candidate who has the least amount of question marks. Like, you know exactly what you're getting in Mike McCarthy. So the Jets have interviewed McCarthy, didn't hire him. I think the Giants interviewed him at one point and didn't hire him. That would seem to be the perfect candidate for the Giants, not just to get the job, because I'm sure there are going to be capable head coaches that get hired this offseason, and maybe given their situation, like the person that people bring up all the time is Brian Flores. Brian Flores might go someplace and have success. I don't think that he would be successful with the Giants. Certainly not as successful as Mike McCarthy would be. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Ralph is in Manhattan. Ralph, next up on the Fan.
Gordon, good to talk to you, man.
Same to you.
I tuned in, and I hear you talking tanking.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, that's exactly what's wrong with sports these days. Now, you know, people call, they have great ideas, they talk about the actual goings-on the field, and, you know, we break it down considerably. But I will tell you, when you talk in tanking, it's such a turnoff to the normal sports fan. Not necessarily against you, nothing personal about what I'm saying. I'm just talking in general. When you think about guys going out in the football field, I want to get to the Knicks, too, if you give me a chance.
Sure.
And you think about guys getting on a football field, and of course they're going all out because it's dangerous. It's a dangerous
Absolutely.
Game if these guys
don't play all out. This is their
careers.
This is their livelihood. I understand it.
But it's afforded to the coaches as to who's going to play, who are we going to start. We're going to start the guys that give us the best chance to win. And unfortunately, they take all these other ancillary matters into consideration, and they really forget about winning and losing, and so do the fans. I get disheartened when I hear the fans call, Gordon, and start to talk about tanking, because that's not what sports is all about. I'll get to the Knicks. The Knicks, on Christmas Day, that storied game on Christmas Day that they play every year. Do you know the cheapest seat to get into Madison Square Garden? Do you know that it
bucks?
Was 400,
yeah, I mean, it's
485
crazy.
To sit in the rafters,
yeah.
Gordon, where you can't even see the court? Is going to cost the character about $485 to sit there. This is why, you know, I was a huge sports fan. I still am. I like to talk about it, but it's tainted. It's not quite the same as it was. I risk sounding like an old guy, but I'll tell you something, Gordon. It's a big turnoff that I can't go to the Garden for a regular price. It really is.
Well, look, Ralph, I understand that. The Knicks have always been a very hot ticket when they're good. I mean, back in the day, like in the 90s, it was $1,000 a ticket, which was outrageous back then to sit courtside. $1,000 a ticket. So the Knicks have always been a hot ticket. And I'll say this, it's disappointing for the casual fan that can't afford, you know, $400, $500 tickets for. I'm not going to the game. I just want to be able to watch the Knicks be good. So if that's the case, you could have paid me to take the tickets. When they were winning 20 games a year, I wouldn't have wanted them. I want to watch a good product. And if that means that the tickets are going to be astronomical, so be it. I want to watch some good basketball. I want to see a championship of my lifetime.
Going to the Christmas Day game is for tourists and suckers.
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, sometimes that's the one time people have off during the year and they can take their kids and they can make a day of it. I understand.
I've been once, by the way.
Everything's more expensive now. I get it, and I understand where he's coming from. I don't want to poo-poo it.
Yeah, but yesterday, I was done here at noon, so mm-hmm. I figured, you know, I could shoot right up to the Garden and probably still make it within tip. I looked at my phone just to see it. It's last minute. It's noon, so it's officially tip-off where I know it's 11 minutes away. It was $500-something dollars last minute for a single ticket.
Yeah. The Knicks are hot, man. And again, like,
is that ticket selling? That on the secondary market, somebody's like, I'm going to put it up for $550, see what I get.
At the end of the day, Knicks fans are rabid. And, you know, we have these conversations all the time about if the Jets won a Super Bowl, if the Yankees or the Mets, or the Mets haven't won since 86, and the Jets haven't won since 69. If the Knicks won, it would be unlike anything you have seen before. Knicks fans are waiting for, they've been in hiding. They've been like doomsday preppers. They've been in the basement. They've been in the bunkers for years. And now they finally have things to celebrate. And if they ever win a title, man, it's going to be unlike anything you've seen before. And imagine what those tickets will be like.
They just won one last week.
They did. It's funny to me how people blame the Knicks for winning the NBA Cup as if the Knicks came up with the idea of the NBA Cup. It's like they didn't, they just won it. They didn't, it wasn't their baby. They just decided, they went out and they performed. Great.
I bought my father a Knicks championship t-shirt for Hanukkah.
It's nice. That's a nice gift.
Yeah. It says NBA Cup in like tiny on the side.
That's
but it
fine.
Says 2025 Knicks champions.
You can put a little piece of tape over that. Yeah. You won't even, and a couple of washes, it'll probably wash right off. It'll just say the champions is super big. That's all you need to know. That's all you need.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Winning Time, baby.
There you go.
I figured it out. It got there eventually. I'm saying, what do I know this tune from? I don't know that many new tunes. I stopped playing Madden. That's where I used to get all my new music choices from.
They had great music, they always.
Sensational music. Makes for a weird playlist if nobody, if the person you're driving in the car with doesn't know about Madden. But yes, this is a fantastic, and that was such a great show.
And they canceled it. Yes.
Canceled it.
I know. You, Chris McMonagle, and my father, the biggest fans of this show, apparently.
Loved it. And my look, I realize it wasn't really based in reality, but it was an entertaining show with real people.
They
still think they did the worst job of casting in the history of casting.
Which part?
They had a guy that was playing Dr. J who legitimately was 53 years old. And they had him playing Dr. J when he was like a 29-year-old man. It was the most ridiculous casting choice in the history of casting choices. I remember doing a TikTok on it at the time. It made no sense. And it wasn't like it was a character that you have to hire a name actor to play because it's going to mean something later. It was just terrible. But it was a great show. Love that show. And HBO doesn't do shows like that anymore where it's like a tentpole kind of show where it gets everybody interested and stuff like that. Bad job by them. But who knows? Maybe they can do a show about the New York Jets. There's certainly more than enough of material. And just to get back to the caller Ralph's point about tanking, I'm a big believer in tanking. When your team is going no place, the NFL, people don't want to hear this. And you're right. The players themselves don't want to do this because it's their careers. And they're putting stuff on tape and they're going to have to get jobs someplace else. The NFL is set up better for tanking than any other sport. There is no lottery. You're the worst team. You get the first pick. Draft picks in the NFL come in right away and contribute to your team. It's not like baseball where if you ever hear about this guy ever again, oh, it's going to be 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road. The development process is so long. Tanking pays in the NFL. But that's not what this is. This is the last two games of the season for the Giants. And this is probably the last possible game that they could win. And it's the difference between having the number one pick, where there's going to be teams wanting to trade up to that number one pick, and having the second pick, where teams might want to trade up for that pick, but it's not the absolute haul that you would get with that number one overall pick. And again, what else do we have to watch? Is there anybody tuning into the Giant game on Sunday saying, hey, I really want to see the development of the offensive line? Boy, I hope Wandell Robinson can go over 1,000 yards. No, nobody cares. The season's over. It's been over for forever. If this were a video game, you would be hitting the button fast forward to the offseason. Let's get into free agency. Let's get into the draft. So that's all we have to root for now is that's what the Giants have done. Look what you did to me. Look what you did to me, Giants. I have to now root for you to lose against the Raiders on Sunday. The other thing about the Lamar story and how it would impact the Jets, and I just think that again, the thought process behind that for a Jet fan who says, oh no, they should go get Lamar Jackson, give up a bunch of draft picks and go get Lamar Jackson, is because you have no faith in the people running your organization to develop a quarterback. So you want to take a shortcut where I don't have to worry about the guy's already developed. That's not the way it works, man. It's still a coaching league. You still have to have somebody who knows what they're doing. That's really an indictment of your head coach. And I understand why. Your head coach has showed you nothing so far. He's been abysmal. But the other part of the Lamar story that got head, and again, to me, the interesting part of that is, who is leaking that information? Is that Harbaugh? Is that the GM? Is that the owner? Certainly not Lamar. It's not Lamar's camp. It's all bad for him. But it's somebody leaking this kind of information somewhere. But another part of it is that Lamar is super sensitive to criticism from either the organization or the media, that he tends to turn inward and does not handle criticism well. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, that could be a problem. That could be a little bit of a problem here. Now, when he got here, Jet fans would be over the moon. We got Lamar Jackson. He's going to be, and I'm sure he'd be great right away. But there generally tends to be some criticism here in New York. That's one thing I've noticed in my 55 years of life. There tends to be some criticism from fans, from media, generally, a little bit. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Let's go out to Frank is in New Rochelle. Frank, I can't hit the button here. All right, there we go, Frank. What's going on, pal?
Hey, what's up, bud? Yeah, listen, I agree with you about the Giants, and especially the Giants. You need to hire somebody that has experience, period. They've tried everything else the last 5, 8, 10 years. I know McCarthy's out there. To be honest, I'd hire McCarthy. Harbaugh's nice, but as you said, you'd have to give up picks for that, which who wants to do that? So you go with an experienced guy and you roll the dice. I mean, he did win, and that does matter in this league. One comment about the Knicks. I kind of disagree with this idea that Kolek all of a sudden is solid in the backcourt. I'm not convinced that in come playoff time in April and May that he'll be able to do what he did. I know he had a great game yesterday. I still think McBride comes back. Chamet, to me, is the key. McBride will be fine. Chamet was out all last year pretty much with the same injury. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried about him. Towns, why can't they put, or do they? I watch all the games. I mean, Brunson and Towns in a pick and roll to me would be almost impossible to guard. They both can shoot. Towns can roll to the rim. They should do that consistently, and Towns can pop back out, shoot. They have to find a way to utilize. Tibbs was kind of, I think, a little better than Brown utilizing Towns right now. Towns is, he should never have 2 points in any game that he ever plays, ever. And I think he's not a superstar.
No, he's not.
He's a star.
Yeah, he's a star. Yes, he's a star. Superstar, yeah. Bends the will of the game to him. And there's too many times where Karl-Anthony Towns just kind of disappears. And that happened last year, too, in the playoffs. There were times where he just kind of disappeared. Now, to me, the issues with Towns is not offensive, it's defensive. Can he, you know, get you some stops at that position come playoff time? We're going to find out. And look, the Kolek thing, I'm not saying that he's an established part of the rotation now for sure, but the Knicks clearly saw him as a piece that could be developed, and he was not getting developed under Tom Thibodeau. Like, even the biggest Tom Thibodeau fan would say there was no way that Kolek would turn out to be this kind of player, and this is the kind of player he can be. Now, does that mean for sure come playoff time he's going to be part? No, of course not. But it shows you that the organization knows what they have and knew that if they didn't move off the head coach, they were never going to get the maximum out of the talent they had on the roster. 888-808-1019. Let's go to George's in Brooklyn. George, you're next up on the Fan.
How you doing, GT?
Hey, George. What's going on, pal?
So listen, I never call, so please give me a time I want to elaborate.
Okay.
First of all, I've been a Jets season ticket holder for over 40 years. So I've seen a lot of bad football, okay? Now, one thing, this notion that the Jets are going to give up all that draft capital for a guy named Mendoza. Let's go down just a list of a few quarterbacks in the last 20 years that won the Heisman Trophy.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, pretty good.
Yep.
Cam Newton, pretty good. Johnny Manziel, come on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar, pretty good. Jameis Winston, I pass. Tim Tebow, I'll pass. Marcus Mariota, I'll pass. Matt Leinart, I'll pass. Kyler Murray, you know, question mark with an albatross contract. Okay. Robert Griffin, Baker Mayfield. Caleb Williams, jury's still out. Bryce Young, jury's still out. Sam Bradford, Jaden Daniels, pretty good. Troy Smith, Carson Palmer, pretty good. Chris Wenke, Eric Crouch, and Jason White. So just because you win a Heisman Trophy doesn't mean anything, okay? Number one. Okay, let's put that out there. And so the one thing I've shown, you know, just got a rookie coach, rookie GM. One thing I did notice with Darren Mooji, he refused to budge off a fourth-round pick and wanted a third-round pick instead for Breece Hall, which I thought was ridiculous anyway. But he's not going to give up all his assets just to go up and get a Mendoza. Please. I mean, like, come on. Let's get real here.
Okay. Well, look, George, I'm not saying he has to do that. What he has to do is find a long-term solution this offseason at the quarterback position. And I don't think it would require him to trade up all of his capital. Clearly, you wouldn't trade. But could you get up there for your pick this year, right, the number one this year, so that whatever team is picking number one moves down, another number one pick and a second day pick?
Well, here's what I think. By many accounts, this is not the great quarterback class that's coming out this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
They say next year is going to be much better.
So, okay.
So my thing is, he's going to hold on to his capital until next year.
Okay.
So he can move up and down the board.
But it might not be his capital when that happens. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're already talking about, like, Aaron Glenn's name has come up twice already this year. of whether or not he should still be the head coach. Like, what do you think is going to happen if you don't solve quarterback this offseason?
No. I agree. You, at the very least, you have to bring in a veteran. A veteran, you know, who's willing to mentor the guy you draft next year, okay? But, you know, listen, Aaron Glenn's a rookie coach. Let's face it. You know, did he make mistakes? Of course he did, you know. But did he show some growth? Of course he did. But he's still a rookie coach.
What growth? What growth have we seen? Let me ask you another question. Sure.
Tell me the quarterback that that Harbaugh has developed in Baltimore. Okay. Other than Lamar, was offensive coordinator developed him? Tell me the other quarterback.
They won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
All right.
Those are the two quarterbacks he's had.
Flacco's no great shake. Flacco was in the right place at the right time.
Okay? I mean, can the Jets ever be in the right place at the right time? Can that ever happen to the Jets? I'm not telling you that there's only one way that the Jets can do this. If you want to trade, to me, the cleanest way is to trade up and get the number one pick, because if the Giants have that number one pick, they want to trade that pick. So that's the cleanest way. Give up a draft pick, a number one this year. I don't know, maybe a number one next year, maybe a day two pick this year, maybe a day two pick next year. Some version of that. It's not going to cost you all five first-round picks. Let's stop being ridiculous. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Yes, it's a quarterback. Show me the clean path moving forward. Show me the it's all well and good to say, well, we just got to get a veteran who will hold it down for another year? I got to sit through this another year? Another year of this. And it would be one thing if he said, oh, well, we got to find a veteran that you can bring him in. That's what they did last year. They thought, well, we're going to be able to figure, let's bring in Justin Fields and we'll be able to get more out of him than anybody else has been able to. He's been the worst version of himself here. I'm not telling you, I know for sure Aaron Glenn can't be a good head coach with better players or another year under his belt. I can tell you he has shown absolutely nothing so far that would make you believe that he's a good head coach. They're going to win 3 games this year. They're going to finish the year getting destroyed. They've been outscored 120-30, basically, the last 3 weeks. They play the Patriots this week. They're going to get destroyed if the Patriots want to play. Maybe the Patriots will run plays backwards or something, because they just, you know, like they can win the game any way they want. And then the final week of the regular season, they're going to go up to Buffalo in the final home game at that stadium, and the Bills might need that game. The Bills can name the score that they want. And again, a good example, the last 2 weeks of the season, you're playing Drake May, who already is in the MVP conversation, and you're playing Josh Allen, who's already an MVP. Those two guys play in your division. So it's all well and good to have these future assets. It better turn into some present results. Because if next year looks like this year, there will not be a third year for Darren Mooji or Aaron Glenn. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls about the Lamar conversation, about the Jet conversation, about the Giants and tanking, and why this is all you got to play for at this point. This is it. This is the showdown. Usually in the movie, the showdown is about the team, the underdog team winning. This time around, it's about finding a way to lose if you're the New York Giants. We'll get more into that coming up. 888-808-1019. But right now, time for another Odyssey Sports Minute.
Gordon. RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Damer with you here on The Fan. You can find me on Twitter, at Gordon Damer. Talking about the Giants and the Jets this upcoming weekend. Why are you doing that? Well, it's still football. It's a football Friday, and we don't have any of these left. In this case, it's a good thing. We only have two more to go. Oh, finally. Only two more. But this is going to be a fast. And you know what? The fact that this year, especially in the AFC, it's a wide-open picture, it's really going to be a fascinating offseason for a lot of teams. Like, the Chiefs are the one that comes to mind. Like, what do they do with the Mahomes injury? It seems like they're going to pivot this offseason and try to add more weapons on offense. Okay, fine. That's fine. The Lions, out of the postseason. A team that coming into the year, very popular pick to win a Super Bowl. Where do they go? And do they add a new offensive coordinator? Because they just do not seem like the same team as they were. And was their winning really a product of Ben Johnson more than the head coach there? It's only 1 year. They had a lot of injuries. The offensive line was not the same. Do they look to pivot off Jared Goff, who also has a massive contract next year? You know, last year, they had a ton of games indoors. The offensive line was phenomenal. And Jared Goff is a guy, like all quarterbacks are that way, but he is specifically, if he gets any pressure on him, he doesn't have the wheels to get out of there. And he has not been the same guy this year, certainly was not in their last game. So that was a disaster. That's going to be a very interesting offseason. How do they go about fixing? Do they make coaching changes there? Dan Campbell feels like a little bit like the bloom's a little off the rose. Now, I wouldn't think that they're going to make a coaching change, but a head coaching change. But I would think that John Morton, their offensive coordinator, I would not be surprised if they try to maybe make a change that way. Their defense certainly was problematic all season long, was not the same. And they got a ton of talent, and it just did not fire for whatever reason. So it's going to be fascinating to see what directions they look at to improve this offseason. And then the Ravens are another team. Going to be absolutely fascinating to see what they do. Because it does seem, at least by this article, that there's going to be one, if not at least one, Maybe both. Maybe they just do a hard reset and move off the coach and the quarterback. Usually in that situation, it's the coach that pays the price. And we'll be interested to see if John Harbaugh does become available, especially when it comes to the New York Giants. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's go out to, Todd is in South Carolina. Todd, what's going on, man?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Todd.
All right, so I would never in a million years take Lamar Jackson. I had the same situation with Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. It just sounds like a repeat. In addition, Lamar has never stayed healthy for an entire year. He's prone to injury, and no running quarterback has ever won the big one in the NFL. He's always been that type of player where he has to be the whole team. He's never been a team player.
Well, I mean, Hurts is not really a great thrower of the football. He's far more of he would be a running quarterback, and he just won a Super Bowl.
I would say even last year, though, he became less of a runner, more efficient.
Okay.
You know, even in that pocket. But the one thing, especially with the Jets, why I've been a Jet fan all my life. I'm the same age as you. And why can't we grab an offensive coordinator or an offensive guy as a head coach like Gruden? Grab Gruden. He would be so fiery, like a Rex Ryan Bill Parcells. Because you know what we did when we had those? We won. We went to the playoffs. We had excitement. Even though, you know, you had bad Mark Sanchez and Tebow in all those years, you still went to the playoffs. You still had excitement in the building. It's just a disaster. I wouldn't keep Aaron Glenn. Stott, you did the same thing this year you did last year. You had Robert Saleh, a defensive coach, rookie coach. Yeah, and it was the same old definition of insanity. Why can't we go with a different thing? Go after an offensive guy. Get rid of Glenn. Hey, you know what? It didn't work. And just go for broke. And, hey, maybe go for the guy from Indiana. Go, you know, or there's got to be another quarterback that's coming out that's, you know.
Oh, yeah, the kid from Oregon might come out this year. I mean, it's still a lot of time to know who's going to be in the draft and who's not.
Exactly. I literally don't even watch the games anymore because it's so disappointing. At least Jackson Dart, you know, why, and Scadaboo, they were exciting. You know, and great, Scadaboo had a really bad injury, but you have promise. There's, you know, there's actual hope next year with some new offensive players and maybe, you know, some little adding and different coaching. And that's the thing. I would take Harbaugh in a minute if I was the Giants. Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, that's a possibility. I would say, you know, like sometimes, like people will say, well, you can't fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year. You knew he was coming into a tough situation. Things change all the time. Circumstances change all the time. And it all depends on what are the alternatives? So I understand, ordinarily, you don't get rid of a coach after 1 year. But if the options out there, like if we could go back in time to last offseason and Ben Johnson and Vrabel were available, now the Jets were looking for a head coach then too, you could have been able to solve the issues going forward. And it might be that we're sitting here this time next year and we're saying that the Jets, well, you could have went out and gotten John Harbaugh. No, it was only 1 year of Aaron Glenn. We had to give him more time. No, that's not the case. Sometimes the situations change.
Think about it. They'd have Mike Vrabel right now if they pulled the trigger on firing Saleh 4 games earlier than they did.
You have to be able to go. Like, what has Aaron Glenn showed you that would give you confidence that next year somehow it's going to be different? The best thing you can say this year was you didn't learn anything. Like, that's the best thing you could say. Like, what kind of offensive coordinator is Tanner Engstrom? Do I know? Unfortunately, I am sitting here watching the games. I don't know. It's certainly not a good review. That if I was leaving a review right now, it would not be 5 stars. It would not be 4 stars. It might not be any stars. It might be negative stars. I might be researching how to leave negative stars if I could. That's how bad it's been. So it's all well and good to think, well, you know, you have to give it some time. Give it some time. I got to see. Can I see something? Can I see something that makes sense? Because right now, it feels like the Jets have never been further away. And think, I've been saying that for like 4 years in a row. They've never been further away. And then, how about now? How about now? They keep going backwards. They keep going backwards. So I get the idea that you want to be patient. You want to do it like other. You can't be successful getting rid of coaches every year. Show me the coach in the last 20 years that the Jets would not have been okay getting rid of after 1 year. Would they have been okay getting rid of Gase after 1 year? Would they have been okay if they got rid of Saleh after 1 year? Like, that's how bad Aaron Glenn has been. It's actually made Saleh seem like a better coach. The Ringer put out their list of coaches who are available. Saleh's number one. At least part of that has to be based on how bad Aaron Glenn has been. Amazing. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Who'd you say to go to there, Rami? Andrew?
I like Andrew.
Oh, you like Andrew. Andrew's in Belmar. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, how are you? So I'm a Giant fan. I live in New York, so I'm in New Jersey. But obviously the football sucks, especially now that I'm rooting for my team to lose, like you spoke about before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a great idea for the NFL. I think as of now, the NFL has 14 teams making the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. So the other 16 that missed the playoffs, it should be number one pick for the best record and downward. Like that, we're incentivizing everyone to win.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, I don't think that the lottery is really designed to quit teams from tanking. I think it's just for content. I think that these leagues just look at the draft lottery as an exciting way to take a bunch of garbage and give you some content in the off season that gets fans talking about their product. And because, look, the NBA, how many different things has the NBA done to try to prevent tanking? And they still have not been able to prevent tanking. There just was another report the other day. The League of Governors or the Board of Governors, they're looking to prevent tanking by changing the lottery rules. I think that it's just there. They'll say that it's about preventing tanking, but there's no evidence that it's actually prevented tanking.
But doesn't want a lottery.
I know, but the lottery is entertaining. It's a more entertaining way than, hey, we're going to make this clear cut and we're going to reward teams for playing well. I don't want a lottery in the NFL. But I have to be honest, if they had one, I would be locked in. You're telling me you wouldn't be interested being in an NFL draft lottery? You wouldn't be sitting there waiting, counting the minutes to see if your team is going to be the team that has the number one pick? Please, of course you would. I know I would. And maybe at some point, the NFL teams, they seem resistant to do this, and you have to have the promise of ownership that you're going to survive it, and promises today aren't always promises tomorrow. But the NFL is set up very well. If you tanked for a couple of solid years, if you could figure it out, give yourself a ton of draft picks, strip down the roster, and trade away for future assets, you can turn your situation around very, very quickly. That's different than the Giants. I was not promoting tanking with the Giants coming into this year. But now that we got two games left, you got to have a new head coach. You're probably going to have a new general manager. You're going to have other changes along the way. I don't see any reason why you would want the Giants to win this game. What possible benefit could you get from that? 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Pablo is in Dover. Pablo, next up on the Fan.
What up, my friend? How are you?
I'm good, Pablo. What's going on?
Man. I spoke to you a couple weeks ago, right before Brian Daboll got fired. And I remember you asking callers if it made sense to get rid of him. And I told you back then what made more sense was getting rid of Joe Shane.
Yep.
Somehow, 2 months later, my argument's gotten better. Yeah, it just feels like he's going to come back. And if you look at this, it's insane. Because the pressure this guy's going to have next year to have even a 500 record just to save his job. Can you see a scenario where, again, I'm not saying as bad as this year, but let's just say 4 wins, 5 wins, he's gone. So now you have coach, right? So GM's going to be coming in, inheriting a head coach and a quarterback he didn't draft. We're doing it again. It doesn't make any sense. I'm tired of hearing about his process. Just because he plugged in computers into the draft room doesn't mean that he's this, you know, generational GM. his record is his record. It makes sense. The Giants have to move on from this guy. This is going to be a disaster that it's going to take years to move on from if this guy continues at the helm.
Yeah, and look, he, you know, they do point that out a lot of times, that he improved the scouting and, like, modernized it. The guy who was replacing was Dave Gettleman. I'm sure I could probably go in there and make it seem like, oh, my, you know, Dave Gettleman's the most likely candidate to be fooled by AI videos. Like he's an old school guy. He was probably still doing this with pen and paper. So I don't know how much of a compliment that is that it's a more modern scouting organization than they were under Dave Gettleman. What's the results? This is not ambiguous. We judge things based on the wins and the losses. And I'm a big believer, if you're going into the next season on the hot seat already, why would I not make the change ahead of time rather than wait for another year or wait for another off season? Maybe he can prove himself that he's had four off seasons to prove himself. No. That's look, I want the number one pick overall, but another reason is to make it impossible for the Giants to keep Joe Shane. There's absolutely no evidence that he is up to the job, and he's had 4 years to prove it. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls as we take you up until 2 right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.